You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Well, I'm just going to take five then. Or 10. 20. You coming back?
And Daryl.
I hate to admit it, but you were kind of prepared.
Greetings and welcome to episode 131 of The Training Dummies, recorded on June 4th and 5th, 2016. My name is Daryl, and I am not prepared because I still don't have a witty guest intro or anything for this. And see, Rob did say he was going to mess me up because I almost forgot to intro him. Rob, how you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing all right. I was doing some Garrison stuff, and that's, as we know, it's riveting. It's amazing. It's super awesome.
Yeah, you're a liar. All right, and the reason I said June 4th and 5th, as we've done many occasions, is because we have a guest who is many time zones in the future. I believe it's currently 1:15 in the afternoon for her. So let's give a big, warm training dummies welcome to Cinder.
Hello.
Yay.
Oh, the applause is so nice.
It's really nice. It's surprisingly enough, it is real. It's real applause.
Yeah, Rob and I both have our wife and children behind us each, and they just clap. On cue.
And
for
then
that.
They just head off again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now the kids are all going to bed.
They wait just for the intro of the show. They welcome the guest. And then we send them off. But Cinder, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so glad to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
A huge fan of your other projects, so it's super cool to have you on our show.
Well, I'm a huge fan of you guys, so I'm fully
You're
nerding out.
Crazy.
Nah. It's awesome.
What we're going to do is completely new and different, and we've probably never done it on this show before, but we're going to get to know you a little bit and then get into the topic of the show tonight.
Okay.
This is some groundbreaking kind of, I don't know if many podcasts do it this way or not, but we're going to try it out. So, Cinder, how about you tell us a little bit about when you started playing, how, what, when, why, and what is your current main?
So I started playing WoW when Kata was kind of towards the end. So I think I started right when Firelands had, was finishing up and then Dragon Soul was coming out. And I've shared the story before, but you know, you guys have way more listeners than I do. So some people won't have heard the story. But my partner and I actually met on Twitter. And we lived on opposite sides of the country and we fell in love and he decided, hey, I'm going to, you know, fly across the country and come live with you in Melbourne. So that was really nice. And so I knew beforehand that he played WoW, but I didn't really know a lot about it. So there was this one weekend where he was raiding and I was in my room reading and all of a sudden I hear this, yes, I got pets. And I came running out and I'm like, dude, what do you mean you got pants? And he's like, I got pants. I'm like, have you been running around without pants up until this point? What are you talking about? And I was like, he was stoked. I was thoroughly confused. Anyway, a couple of hours later when raiding was all finished, he sat me down on his computer and we made a character. And I'm like so crazy stubborn. Like you would not believe how stubborn I am. And I'm like, I don't want to have anything to do with this game. This is your thing. That's fine. You go off and do it. He's like, just shut up, play the game for a little bit. We'll see if you like it. I'm like, fine. So we made a night elf and she was a mage and we got to the creation screen and I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like I can make her look like however I want to. That's so cool. And then made her up and then sent her out in the world. And I'm like, whoa, okay, this is awesome. And handed in my first quest and I was sold. I'm like, okay, I don't want to do any more. We need to go buy a copy of this for myself. And and I've been far more addicted than him ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
So in my current main is a restoration shaman, which I believe we're now calling splishy splashy shaman. And I have an elemental off spec. And a bajillion alts.
You don't know anything about alts. I can't tell you right now.
I applaud your choice of main, though. I definitely do.
Oh, I know. Shamans for the win.
There you go. Exactly.
You can't applaud what you don't play, dude.
Hey, I currently play my shaman as much as my warlock because I log in, do garrisons, and that's about it.
You mean like No, because, like, well,
once a week. Right,
over the last couple of weeks, yep.
Exactly.
Once a week, needed or not.
It's what's in your heart. It's what you're feeling in your heart. You know?
Yes, I feel in my heart that my shaman is my main.
Mm-hmm. So Jab and I have started this thing where we want to max level one character of each class, of each spec.
Oh, you guys are crazy. Like,
and he's way closer than I am, but I'm a good chunk. I don't know. I'm probably 20-something 100s right now.
Oh,
see,
this is the kind of
trouble you get into when I don't log in and play.
I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know.
Wow, that is really impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. Nothing.
It's not impressive. It's silly.
All right. Cinder, what is the origin of the name Cinder?
Originally, my first two characters, so I made that mage, and she was called Silera because I thought it sounded cool for whatever reason. And then I had a paladin, and I called her Nylera because I wanted some kind of, you know, naming convention thing, but people couldn't pronounce it. And so I needed to look at having a name change. So I changed my mage first because my main, and she was a fire mage, and so Cinderella kind of came into mind, as lame as that is, and it was available, so she was Cinderella. And when I moved servers, I just renamed all of my toons to have Cinder at the start of them. So my warlock is Cinderanged because she's a little bit deranged. My death knight is Cinderkay because of the decay and the decay of the death and the stuff. And I know it's lame, but
that's good.
So you have some structure to yours. Mine are just like whatever asinine thing I thought of earlier that day that made me laugh.
Was that mage a fire mage?
Yeah, she was at the time.
See, that makes it even better. Cinder for a fire mage is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and I'm really sad that I can't have the name just Cinder. Like, that would be awesome, but it's not available.
Ah.
But I'm okay. My shaman is called Cinderstorm, which is cool, except that's now a mage talent in Legion, and I like to think that they named it after me. I know they didn't, but you know.
No, they did. They did.
If you tell me they did, I'll believe it.
Okay, yep, it's totally, totally about me. Mm-hmm. But that's how I'm Cinder, yeah.
Nice.
What would you say, and I don't know if maybe you already covered this, talking about your kind of how you met your significant other there, what would you say is maybe your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
I don't have one singular memory, and I've thought about this, and it sounds like a cop-out. It's like, oh, I don't have one, but it's totally not. It's only because I have so many wonderful memories around the game, and, you know, everyone says it's always about the people, and yes, so much of it is about the people. I love being able to play the game with my partner. You know, we raid together, and, you know, we'll fight and yell at each other and stuff, and it's awesome because, you know, we kill the bosses together, and it's really fun. It's a nice bonding experience. I've been in some really amazing guilds. So we did a big guild meetup last year, which was really amazing. I've managed to start two podcasts because of WoW, and because of the awesome people that I've met. There's like a whole bunch of in-game memories about raiding and random strangers giving me loot in LFR back in the days when they could, because they're like, oh, I think you need this more than me, so you should have this, which is just so lovely and so kind.
Man, I used to love the LFR days where you could actually trade loot on and stuff.
Yeah, I can understand why they took it away, because there are some not nice people that are just like, you should give that to me.
I'm the reason they took that away, because I used to we would go in as groups and be like, okay, who needs what? Okay, so everybody bring a class that can roll on that item, and then, you know, so we can get it for it. But we're doing it for our team, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't have one fond memory. It's just a collection of all of them that makes WoW a nice, big, warm, and fuzzy in my tummy.
Well, I'm guessing we know the answer to this one already then because of that. but what is your favorite Blizzard title?
It is WoW, but I do like and play all of the other ones except for StarCraft, which I played for like half an hour and realized, wow, I am really rubbish at this. I bought it and everything. I'm like, I want to be supportive and stuff, and it was on special, so I'm like, I'm just gonna buy it. And I played it for a little while. I'm like, wow, am I bad at this? So. Yeah, WoW's definitely the best.
Yeah, that game is something else. Like, it's super fun. Man, I used to do the LAN parties and staying up later than ever I should and all that. But.
So did my partner. He used to play at pretty high level in the day.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite raid boss of all time?
Now that I've done it, it's Mythic Archimonde. Because once you get it and everything... And once it all clicks into place, it turns into this really, really fun fight. Having said that, I didn't have to do progression on this because I switched raid teams a few months back at the beginning of the year, and they'd just killed it. So they'd at least, you know, done the hundreds of wipes on it and stuff. And so I got brought in maybe after their second kill. And so I didn't have to go through that constant wiping over and over and over again. I just got to be there where I'm surrounded by a bunch of dancers who know what they're doing, and I've just got to kind of learn the moves myself. So I think I could say that really easily. They'd probably all kill me for saying that. Otherwise, the other one that I really liked, and I'm a bit lame, but I play a healer, right? So I like fights that are that have something interesting for healers other than the tank's going to die if he doesn't use his thing, so be prepared. I'm like, So I really liked Malkorok in Siege of Orgrimmar. It was a mythic heroic one.
You like the nasty ones.
I do, yeah. Because as a healer, it gives me something to do. Like, with that one, that was the one that had the shields and stuff. And so if you took damage, your shield would be lost. And then there were abilities that would take you for more than your health. And so it was just, you kind of go, oh, my God, oh, my God. I really loved it. Yeah, I know. I'm a bit sadistic. But they're my favorite.
Nice. Hey, man, it takes all kinds.
What is your favorite thing to do in game right now?
It's still raiding. I mean, we're all done for the expansion, so we're just farming everything. We're getting new people in so that we've got a bigger team ready for Legion. And the people that I'm raiding with now, like I said, they're a new team. They are completely bonkers. Like, they are insane and hilarious and the inappropriate. They're just wonderful. So it really makes for a really great time. Yeah. and raiding's when I get to heal, and healing's my favorite thing. So... that's why raiding, I think, is still going to be my favorite thing to do for quite a while.
What's your hype level for Overwatch? You on 1 to 10? Where are you at?
I'm on about a 9, only because I wasn't going to get it because I have a Mac and it's not available for Mac, and you can bootcamp your Mac to put Windows on it, but I didn't want to do that to my shiny new computer, so I'm like, I'm not going to get it. A really, really, really beautiful, generous person bought me Overwatch so that I could play with them, with some other people. So I still have my old Mac, so that one's bootcamped, and I've got Overwatch on there. And when the launch came out, we were playing for a little bit, and I have to rearrange my whole desk. Every time I want to play Overwatch, I have to move one computer, put the other one in front. It's a giant pain in the bum. So that's the only reason why it's at about a 9. But I like playing it. I'm like, this is so cool. So I've actually started boot camping my new Mac. We've had some problems. It hasn't worked yet. So, yeah, once it's on the one computer, I'm sure my hype levels will be way higher. I love it. I'm so bad at it. But there's just something really awesome about being bad at that game. Like, I don't know. It's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, there's this satisfying thing that they just nailed, like win or lose. Like there's this thing that just gets you.
Yeah. I'm loving all the play of the game videos that are out, like the legit ones that are, these are plays of the game. And I watch them, like my partner and I will just watch them.
Like all the
fake ones too. Ones. Yeah. But there was a really great fake one of a May play of the game. And it was just this dad running after his kid with this humongous snowball. And he throws it at the kid and the kid just absolutely face plants. It's so hilarious. It's so wrong. Like that parents awesome. 101. But so funny.
Amazing.
But yeah, and I'm pretty sure that I saw you, Rob, in a skirmish.
You didn't say anything?
Well, because you left. That's how I knew you were there. It's like Rob to the Max has left the skirmish. I'm like,
I have not seen any other. Yeah, that had to be me because there's not. I don't think there's another Rob to the Max. But
no, well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, that's the only one I care about. So you know.
All right.
Yeah. Cool.
It's
well. I think Daryl, do you have any bonus questions?
I do not have any bonus questions. Do you?
This whole episode is going to be bonus questions. I'm kind of hyped about it.
I'm a bit hyperactive. It's okay. It'll be good.
Well, she's got 8 pages of secret notes that we don't have access to, so...
I didn't want to fill up your show notes with all of my rambling, so...
All right, well, let's... all right.
This is Multizord from Lords of the Storm and the Cavalry Podcasts, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
If you guys have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are definitely active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at hen_TTD. And tonight, I guess we didn't really make it super obvious yet, but tonight we're going to be talking about what kind of inspired me for this idea was hearing Cinder on Battletagged, one of her other shows, and she really, really, you could just hear this passion for the game, and you can hear this like this excitement that I feel like it's been lost for some folks, and I don't know. There's just something about like hearing somebody that's excited about it that makes it just makes a difference, and I had this, you know, this so much weirdness around Warcraft lately. I was like, had this idea of talking about what makes Warcraft great, and maybe going into Legion, you know, the whole make Warcraft great again. Not with any puns intended, really, but I thought she'd just be a phenomenal guest to come in and talk about that. I know you've been in beta and you've been playing for a while, and it's just awesome to hear somebody that's just excited about it. So, I don't know. You have a disclaimer here. I don't know, but should I be scared?
No. I guess I wanted to preface all of this by saying that for me, and hopefully for most other people, there's actually nothing wrong with World of Warcraft itself as a game. Like, when it comes down to it, it's a game, it's designed to make money, you log in and the game just works. Like, that, it functions as a game. What it comes down to is that there's things in the game that you're not going to like, and that doesn't mean that the game's not great. It's just something that doesn't really work for you. And so what I've had in the back of my mind with all of this is helping people figure out what it is that makes them love the game so that they can find that passion again. Because there's a reason why everyone started playing it, and there's a reason why people keep playing it, and why they don't just go, you know what, I'm done with this, I'm out, I've had enough, I'm going to go. So, you know, I'm never going to sit here and go, you know what, there's heaps of stuff wrong with WoW, it's terrible. I'm like, nah, there's so much amazing about this game, so let's work together and figure out what it is that you love to give you some sparks back.
I have friends that over the years have been like, screw this, I'm out. And, you know, an expansion later or a patch later, they're back in again. So,
I mean, part of that's going to be an addiction, I suppose. That's my problem. Right. No, we'll be honest about that. But, yeah.
So, I guess when we're looking at what maybe, I know you came in Kata, but what do you think made some of the previous expansions so big and so good? And so, you know, what kind of gave them that wow factor?
It's going to sound really harsh, but what made previous expansions really great is everyone's rose-colored glasses. Everyone's looking at past things through these eyes of, you know, stuff that's past, and you kind of forget the things that weren't as great. I mean, you kind of look at what happened with their 10th anniversary celebrations, and they did, oh my goodness, I can't believe that I can't remember the
multi-core thing.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And so... And everybody, because before that, everybody's like, vanilla WoW and early WoW is absolutely the best. It had nothing wrong with it. Molten Core came out and they made it so that we could all play that at a, you know, slightly difficult level. And people lost it. Like, they're like, this is the worst thing ever. I'm now remembering all of this bad stuff.
I know. And then you had like, some guy lust at the beginning of the Ragnaros RP stuff. Like, man, who does that? No. Who does that?
Probably me.
I know who did that. He's on this call and he's not me. I do that.
Someone told me to, damn it.
Do you feel like maybe that some of sometimes when Blizzard's like, fine, give them what they asked for, and then they give us this thing that's what everybody claims that they've been asking for, is it a little bit of spite, like, give them what they wanted, you know, and here you go, and then they kind of make it a little bit hard, so people go, holy crap, this is terrible.
I hope so, because, I mean, so often people don't really know what they want. Everyone's really good at going, I don't want this, I don't want this, but they're not very good at saying, but I do definitely want such and such. So I'm a little bit evil though. So, you know, I'm okay if they're being a little bit spiteful. No, I don't think that they sit there to set out to be jerks or anything. I think it's a case of, look, we're really tired of hearing that this is what everybody wants, so let's give them what they want for a little bit to remind them that, hey, maybe this isn't what you were wanting. You want a variation of that.
Yeah, if I have to hear one more thing about vanilla server or classic server, I'm good.
Legacy, all that.
I didn't play in vanilla, so I don't. I think your point about the rose colored glasses things is totally true. Super spot on, and a lot of people just don't understand the extent of what they're asking for. But
yeah,
like, I mean, I don't know. It's like that stuff is just trash, man. I don't.
The thing with vanilla is that it was very shiny and new. It was this. You know, it was a game changer. It was absolutely, something fantastic. And I think feeling part of something new gives you a whole other level of attachment to it as well. But from what I know of vanilla is that, you know, yes, it may have been great, but there are a lot of bugs. People talk about flight paths where they'll end up, you know, under the world or something, mm-hmm. like all of these random things. There were things that were just fundamentally broken. And so I think when people say we want vanilla servers, perhaps they mean we want vanilla servers, but we'd like that flight bug fixed and we'd like such and such fixed. And it's like, well, that's not actually vanilla. That's a variation of vanilla. And that's what each expansion is. I mean, each expansion that comes out is designed to enhance the one that came before it. And, you know, they learn things every time. And they try and bring that across with each one. So I think that, look, there's potentially a place for it. I've mentioned it previously, but, look, I have no problems if they want to do vanilla servers and all that. I think what would be really great, though, is if there were servers where all content was scaled the way that they're doing it for world content in Legion, so that if you're a level 30, you can do starting zones or something, but all the mobs in there are also level 30, so that you kind of get a challenge throughout your leveling experience without face rolling through the whole lot. I think it'd be fun.
There's got to be some weird technical stuff that I don't understand.
Yeah.
To make a lot of that work. I think it's great. I think it would be nice to see that apply, maybe even if not, you know, across the board, have it maybe apply to like expansion specific, you know? So yeah. when you're running through Wrath of the Lich King content, all of that content scales to your appropriate level. I don't know.
The other thing that I have done here about previous expansions is, a really lame analogy, but it does help a little bit, I think, in putting things in perspective. I mean, realistically, playing WoW is like a love affair. So, you know, at first everything is new and you want to do everything together and there's loads of exploring and excitement and new things and all other, you know, innuendo. Eventually, though, that initial spark... the initial spark turns into a long-term relationship. I mean, I've been playing this game now for 4 years. Other than my relationship with Thor, that's the longest I've ever committed to anything. I haven't even had my own hair colored that long.
Wait, like that's just Thor, like the comic book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thor. That's what all his characters are. He has a naming convention. They're all Thor.
That's awesome. I wanted to make sure I was catching that right.
But yeah, so that initial spark, it turns into this long-term relationship. And some people can kind of transition into a long-term relationship with anything really well. You know, you're okay with the comfort zone. You know what you love in the game, but you can also see other things, that could be new that make the relationship even stronger. And then there's other people that kind of go, you know what, I like the initial spark and the excitement of everything that's shiny and new. And that's how the WoW expansions tend to be, mm-hmm. Is that, you know, a lot of people, not everyone to be fair, but a lot of people, when you ask them what was their favorite expansion, it'll probably be the first one that they, like when they started, or the one that came out after they'd started and that they got to do as in whole, because that was the first one. That's like their first love, and it's really hard to compare everything else to your first love.
You made a comment though, you know, kind of the honeymoon phase or, you know, whatever we go through. And that was a little bit of a gripe that I had had, watching some, man, I know I've named names before. I don't know if I feel like it right now, but watching some YouTubers that are doing reviews and class guides and streaming and talking about Legion and Beta and all this stuff, and there, you know, so much negativity, and so much just weird. I don't even know, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like, man, if you don't like it, then just
don't play it.
Yeah, then stop, man. You're ruining it for the rest of the class. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, look, I think there's a difference, and I think, because a lot of people have been unhappy with Warlords. Like, I wouldn't say that it's a bad expansion, because there is so much about it that I've absolutely loved. However, I recognize that it's not been their best expansion. But it, I just lost my train of thought entirely.
We do that a lot. Yeah.
It happens.
Let's talk about pizza for a minute.
Yeah.
I've got this super good Shiner Bock here. It is delicious.
A what?
It's a Texas beer.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I don't drink.
That is totally okay.
with Warlords not being the greatest expansion, I think people by default are feeling a little bit negative. And so when they're giving feedback on things that are coming in Legion or anything else for that matter, they're kind of staying in that negative zone. And rather than giving feedback, instead just griping. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's not helpful. I mean, I can understand where people are coming from. Don't get me wrong. But
did a show about tanking recently with some very, you know, very prominent members of the community that just had some really harsh feedback and harsh criticism. And I agree with a lot of it. But at the same time, it's just, man, to give them a break a little bit. They're just, you know, they're trying to reinvent the wheel over and over and over. And you know, we gotta get on board with that. So at some point, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think sometimes it can be a little bit, especially when you've been playing something for so long, it's really hard to come at it with an open mind. And so you're kind of having all of these other memories tainting what you're wanting to say about future stuff without thinking about how this might actually work. I mean, there's stuff coming in Legion that I'm not thrilled about. With my class, but I'm like, well, there's a reason for that, and I still get to splishy splashy all over the place, so I'm okay with that.
What are you concerned about? What's just like,
I'm not concerned about anything, but there's two totems that I really love that are going. It's the grounding totem and the tremor totem.
Mm-hmm.
I love the tremor totem. Like, there's that trash mob between Sokrathar and Tyrant Valhari that's a gauntlet, and one of them does a fear, and I always feel so superior dropping that totem at the right time, making sure people don't get it.
Shamans never do that. What the heck?
Oh, I'm sorry. But it's, you know, and there's only so many times you can only drop it once in that whole thing. But, you know, I feel really powerful doing that, and I don't have that. That's a little bit sad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that's such a minor thing. Who cares? Like, there's other things. Oh, my God. There's a talent called Gust of Wind that we get. I call it the fart talent because I'm a child and I'm really immature. But basically, amazing. You have this gust of wind that propels you forward. It's so cool. Like, I just, every time that I sounds use it, awesome. I giggle. Yeah, it is. It's great. I don't care if any of the other ones are better. I'm always using my fart talent. Nice. It's so good.
That's awesome.
I don't know, man. There was a couple there with the shamans where you do the charge with the ghost wolf and stuff, and it was kind of...
Oh, I haven't seen it. Maybe it's not...
Okay, so I know. I was playing Enhanced, so maybe... Yeah, that's where it came from. I don't know. It was
maybe.
There was some
cool. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I've kind of made it a point to explore quite a bit through some of the beta stuff and see a lot of the talents across the classes. And it's just, I don't know. If I've ever been hyped, man, that is definitely generating some hype.
Yeah, there's a lot of awesome stuff coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had mentioned... Well,
I cut you off like 5 times and now I'm cutting Daryl off.
I'm used to that. So you had mentioned Warlords, but what are some things that we learned from Warlords then?
People really like getting treasure. Like, they may not like hunting for the really tough ones in Negrand. That was awful. I didn't like that. That was not a favorite thing
for me.
Was the glider ones.
Jumping puzzles and all that stuff.
I don't mind the jumping puzzles. It was the ones with the gliders, because I'm not very good when things start becoming, like, three-dimensional. I like Azara and all of that. Like, well, anything that's underwater, I just have no idea where anything is. So trying to land in the right spot, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this.
Waited till I got flying and got all those.
Sorry. Yeah, that's what I did as well. I'm like, right, and fly right there. I'm getting this now.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's kind of really fun finding these little treasures hiding out in the world, and people really liked that. the leveling experience was amazing. Like most people that I've talked to have said that the way the leveling panned out and the way that the story flowed through the leveling process was really great. And having the cinematics.
Cinematics.
You know, it was, and I think that for me was the point where things fell flat, was once you got through all this like spectacular leveling, it's like, oh, and now we're done and nothing's really happening. So, I think what they've learned is you need end of level content. Once you're at max level, there need to be something else to do that is equally engaging and equally exciting. Looking in at beta and what they've got out with all of these world quests and stuff, I'm like, yeah, okay. Anyone who says that I've got nothing to do, you are so lying. Like, there is so much there to do. You're going to be overwhelmed. I really loved that professions could be learned in Draenor alone from level one. And I know people have said that, they broke professions in Warlords, and I've never been really up with professions. So I've never really understood that very well. But for me, I wanted to switch out in preparation for Legion. I wanted to switch out one of mine and do mining, and I can do that just flying around Frostfire Ridge, for example, from level one.
See, I don't mind what they did with professions. I think what they did was they allowed people who never really cared about professions before, they gave them this opportunity to not have to drop 10 or 15k catching up and not having to go back and farm, you know, years worth of old materials. And, you know, they kind of just created this scenario that allowed people to catch up and to be current without being penalized. And I'm totally fine with that. It's, you know, I can understand, you know, for like, you know, these people rolling new classes and changing servers and switching mains and doing all these things. It's like, well, then you're kind of, it's super daunting when you're like, oh, I really do want to play a monk now. And you go, and it's like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to level this profession? Yeah. Drop 10K on it and go sit at the auction house? That's not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the flip side on that is that people kind of feel, well, people who do go out and farm the older content are now being punished because there's no reason for people to buy their mats. And that was how they would make their gold, is that they do that old little farm. So, you know, there's always two sides of it. And I completely get that. Selfishly, I just love being able to level mining from level one.
So. Oh, I think it's great. I like what they did with it. But like I said, I'm one of those people that takes advantage of it. And so it doesn't really, really bother me that much.
I also had down here things that we didn't learn in Warlords that people think that we did learn is that launch day is busy. Oh my God. and servers struggle with that. This is not news. Like, anyone who thinks that they can log into the game on the second that it launches and everything is going to run perfectly smoothly, I wish that I was on whatever drugs you're on, because that is never, ever going to happen. There are millions of people trying to get to the one place at the same time. So just have a little bit of patience for it. I'm personally, with that in mind, I'm a little bit worried about how Dalaran's going to survive on launch day, because I think that's pretty much where everyone will be starting out. But they know these things and they're working their bottoms off to make it as good as they possibly can. And the other thing is to have in mind, like for Warlords, the point that everything kind of got a bit stuck was when everybody hit their garrisons all at once, and that's where things would start crashing. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and gripe about, oh, I can't get into my garrison. This sucks. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I've got seven other characters that are going to need to be leveled up. So how about I take them through the Tanan starting zone until garrisons are actually available again? So I got like three or four of them through that area, and then garrisons were back up, jumped back on my shaman and went along my merry way. Like, you know, there's other things that you can do. You're not just stuck in one spot, and you don't have to just sit there and go, oh, well, this sucks, the game sucks, I'm not playing anymore, you know.
I'm a bit of a my pro tip, I guess, is that I don't take the day off, or, you know, don't take a sick day to go play to play the new expansion. Because even in the best case scenario, like even with, what was it, Pandaria was super smooth, flipped right over. But even in that scenario, it's like, unless you're one of these bleeding edge guilds, it doesn't matter. Like, what are you doing? It doesn't matter.
We're really lucky here because, in Australia, because it will tick over at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so you can start playing and see how you go. And if it doesn't pan out, like if everything's just going to die, it's like, okay, well, I'll go to bed. And when I wake up in the morning, because I'm taking a week off work, man, there's nothing you can do to stop me from doing that. I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Week, yeah.
It is mine.
I respect that.
I can go to sleep on that Tuesday night and wake up Wednesday morning and things are more than likely going to be okay. If I have to. I mean, if they're fine, wow, am I having a marathon? Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm so pumped about expansion time. It's the best time. It's better than Christmas. It's so lame. I'm sorry.
No way. I love it. That's
There's so
awesome.
Many new
That's
awesome. Things. That's all.
I have not been super spoiled by beta. I haven't gone in and, like, really just... I've seen a lot. I've finished all the zones, but I don't feel like I've spoiled myself. I've really just gone in and mainly for Demon Hunter stuff, just trying to see it. And I didn't read through all the quests. I didn't watch all the scenes. And I didn't do all the stuff. I feel like when it comes out, I will be ready and I will be excited. And that's kind of the extent of that.
Yeah, I've been trying to do a couple of the artifact scenarios, which is fun. And
oh yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, they're really cool. The healer ones are so hard without my healing add-ons. I am so used to having voodoo or something like that available. And then to all of a sudden not have it, I'm just like, I don't know how to be a healer anymore. This is awful.
Do you want a pro tip?
I do mouse over macros and stuff now. Like, the first time I did it, I just jumped in and I went, I'm going to target people.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, if you're not doing mouse over macros, you are...
Yeah, no, I'm all set up for that. And voodoo does work in beta, but it has lots of errors and stuff. But yeah, anyway, another sidetrack. I'm sorry.
Oh, mouse over macros are for winners, and so that's cool if you're doing that.
Nice.
Who's green?
Well, man, I'm like, so, this is flowing so smoothly. I don't need to
play. Sorry.
That was awesome. You could have played that. That was fantastic. Is.
Jeez. There's a peek behind the curtain there. do you think maybe all the mountains of gold that came out of the garrisons made the garrisons worth it? Because I'm one of these people that will actively say that I hate garrisons, but I don't know if that's really a fair thing to say. I hate them because they're evil and.
Okay, that makes it hard to work with. Okay, so I'm really harsh towards people about garrisons. Like, I'm a bit of a cow. So I will preface this by saying the Girls Gone Well latest podcast, episode 225, their topic was things that people are going to miss about Warlords of Draenor. And I want to say everyone, but I could be wrong, so almost everyone said that they were going to miss their garrison. Almost every single person.
See, I would have been like, said no one ever, but I don't know. Like
said pretty much everyone. It was really funny because everyone would preface it by saying, oh, look, I'm probably going to be alone on this, but I'm going to miss my garrison. Everyone said that. And you're just like, yeah, a lot of people like them. There's so much that they could have done better with garrisons. And look, I was Horde for most of Warlords, and that garrison, you don't need a wooden plank in the snow is not a freaking chair. It's not. That whole thing just makes me so mad. You got no idea. I'm Alliance now, and they have roofs over there and walls and proper chairs. Like, they have like full tables and chairs in their like town hall. Anyway, it's amazing.
The Alliance garrison is infinitely superior to the Horde one.
It really is. One of the things that my biggest gripe a bit against people who say that they don't like the garrisons is that they felt like they had to stay in the garrison and they had to do their chores in it. And you know what? Bollocks to that, because you didn't. If you wanted to do your professions, if you wanted to do your herbalism, you didn't have to do herbalism in your garrison. All the herbs were out in the world. If they had have made it that the only way to do your herbing every day was in your garrison, absolutely fair call. Same with your mining and same with anything else, but you didn't have to do it in there. You can go outside, do it old school style. If you want loads of gold, yeah, there's a little bit of work involved in doing it. If you don't care about gold, then you don't do it. Like, my attitude with everything in WoW is if you don't want to do it, then don't. That's, I know it's
okay, harsh. So, all right. So, I'm not going to be, like, having it out over garrisons, but what I will say is I liked having a garrison on my main. I liked what it was. I liked what it did. I don't feel like I was forced to stay in my garrison. I don't feel like I never went out into the world. I don't feel any of those things. Yeah. For me personally, what happened with garrisons and shipyards was that to maintain that, what I had found was I was making gold as fast as I cared about making gold without doing a whole lot of work. And the more you spread that out across your alts, the more lucrative it became. And next thing you know, you're paying for your sub. And next thing you know, you're almost 2 years out of sub time with these garrisons. But to get to that point, you had to do all the Tanan stuff on your alts and get all the oil and go do all the things and get this certain shipyard plan and do this and go. And it was a lot of work doing that across the alts. And nobody made me do that. And I totally understand that. But it was just super cumbersome and it wasn't required. But for me, it was stupid not to do that stuff because it was really, really so beneficial to the long-term play of the game. So I don't hate what garrisons were intended to be. I think they were, it was a fine idea that kind of like, I don't know, they started having to nerf the gold and, you know, make some changes and whatnot. And I don't really necessarily think that it was bad. I just think that what it became for a lot of people like myself was just a lot of work and it became a grind, I guess.
Yeah. I think that if gold isn't a nice reward for you either, that it would feel really rubbish as well. Like, I don't disagree with anything that you've said. I completely agree. And that's, it's one of those things that it's like, this is what they've learned from Warlords, is that, you know, making it as lucrative as they did make people feel like they had to do that side of it if they wanted the gold. Mm-hmm. I like gold. It's nice. But I didn't want to have to do the work. I resented it. And I'm like, I don't want to resent the game. So I'm going to go do something else instead because the other things that I'm doing, that's what I enjoy about the mm-hmm. game. I think I've got about five of my characters who have max level garrisons with their shipyards and they're bringing in, you know, little bits of gold here and there. And that's great. The rest of my alts don't. I haven't taken them into Tanan because I'm like, I don't want to do that again and I don't want to resent it. So I'm just not going to do it. What they have learned, you know, they're taking what they've learned and they're putting that into Legion because you look at the class hall missions that they're doing. I mean, I've only touched on this a fraction in beta because I just haven't had as much time in there as I'd like. But I'm like, the story that's attached to my particular class hall is so cool. And I'm like, I can't wait to keep doing more of these. And I like that it's more active where it's like, okay, I'm sending myself out on these missions. I'm going to be involved in killing these things to contribute to my class hall and whatnot. So I think they've taken the good bits of the garrisons mm-hmm. and they're putting that in Legion. And I think that they will be really, really careful about putting gold rewards or, you know, high level gold rewards.
Right.
In the class halls because of what it did in Warlords.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a good way to say
it. They learned.
Well, I mean, they ended up nerfing a lot of that too at one point because it was just too much, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's all going to go once. I don't know if it's happening in the pre-patch or when Legion actually comes out, but all the gold rewards will go away and they'll just be garrison resources, which, you know, you won't need. So.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would just do it now, but.
Like, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'd like a little bit more gold, but because I've never hit.
Oh, I won't. I've never even come close to it. I made this kind of pact with myself that every time I hit a, you know, certain point in my gold that I would spend the surplus on a monthly token, and that's exactly what I did, and it was great. It worked fine. It was
I'm not even practical like that. I go out and buy mounts. I go on the black market auction house because I'm like, ooh, shiny things.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fault you for that, but it's like, okay. So here's something that I've noticed. That in beta, that the ability to disable shoulders and helm and cloak now fall under transmog.
Mm.
I don't have one of those yaks. So here I am going, well, I just gotta go get one of those yaks now.
Yeah, I do. So I'm kind of like, I'm not bothered. But, and a lot of people I know do, a lot more people have them than I would have expected mm-hmm. to. So I think that if you're doing group stuff, you're bound to find somebody in the group who's going to have one.
Yeah, but
so you could get away with not having it.
Yeah, but when you have so many alts and you're doing stuff all the time, I am a no cloak, no helm kind of guy.
Yeah.
And it's
like, unless you get a really cool one.
It's got to be like life changing. So.
Well, I mean, you can just you start in Dalaran, go turn your cloak off and your helm, and you'll be set.
And then once you get a new cloak and helm, then what?
It stays off.
Does it?
Doesn't it? Oh, I don't know.
Because it's transmog, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
So now I'm saving up with that stick yak because I'm like, well,
did
you hear our PSA about transmog anxiety? It is a real thing.
It is.
can't go put on a piece of gear that doesn't match and expect to do well down at the boss, you know, that you're progression on.
Exactly. You're talking to somebody who changes their transmog every raid night because
that's what I'm saying. So you get shoulders that don't match, and you're supposed to just kill the next boss? No.
That boss is going to be standing there just laughing at you because you look so rubbish.
Exactly.
And then you get in, then it just gets awkward, and I can't have that.
See, you get it. This is great. All right, so.
I get paid out about it a lot in my previous guild. They'd be like, "Oh, Cinder's changing her transmog again." But as soon as somebody got a new piece of gear, they'd be whispering me, going, "Hey, can you put up the yak?" I'm like, "I'll do it in the chat." I'm like, "Yes, I will put up the yak for you, so that I can dominate."
If you ask me in front of everyone.
Awesome. So we've mentioned the beta again here. So what are they doing right in the beta as far as artifacts and you know, the zones? What do you think they're doing right?
Like I said, I'm not overly worried about anything yet. And that's because my class isn't changing a lot. So I'm coming from a very selfish perspective here. Resto shamans really aren't changing all that much at all. And
but
I like
taking
that,
away,
I'm not great.
They're taking away Elemental Blast.
I saw it back in there yesterday.
No.
It's going again, is
Shoot.
It?
Shoot!
For Resto? They're putting that back in, like a required spell for Resto, really?
Oh, no. No. It was in a talent.
Okay. Well, it was a talent before, but you were, like, basically gimping yourself if you didn't take it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I had to relearn my rotation to bring that in once I found out. Like,
yeah,
what talent should I be using? And they're like, everyone's like, you have to use Elemental Blast. I'm like, that's another thing. What?
That killed healing for me. I think that was, like, the single point where it's like, man, I don't want to do this anymore because I can't get that in my rotation effectively. And it's just so.
That's fair enough. I found, though, I'd now laugh because, I can't remember what boss it was, but we're all, like, when we do our runs each week, everyone's trying to get, ranks now because we're done. So we're trying to zerk things a little bit. And there was one the other day where I was in, like, the top 98% for damage as a healer. Only, like, as a resto shaman.
Yeah.
But I was doing, like, 7, 8k damage, and that's just from, like, Elemental Blast and dropping out my Fire Ellie. So, you know, you can kind of have a little bit of fun with it. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, like, get it to work, like, for me, I'll be brutally honest, in Kata and Mop, I played both a mage and a holy paladin because I liked doing ranged DPS and I like healing. And my partner was like, yeah, you need to play a shaman. So I moved on to my shaman. But my mage and my pally are always like my first loves. And so they're the only ones that I'm paying to move across to my new server when I can afford it because it's $60 each go. With my mage in Warlords, I couldn't play her for the longest time because of how much she changed. She just didn't feel like my mage anymore. And it took a really long time to gel with her. And I think in the end, I liked Arcane to level with her in the end. But yeah, things like that do happen where it's like, you know, yep, Elemental Blast, you got to have that in your rotation. If you can't get it in there, it can really disconnect you. Mm-hmm. From your class. So, I mean, that is always something to, I guess, be mindful of when the pre-patch comes out. I hope the rumors are true that pre-patch is going to last for 6 weeks because I think the extra time would be great.
Really?
It's rumored. You know, there's rumors of when the pre-patch is actually coming out. So the rumors, can I say the rumors?
Mm-hmm.
Is that spoilers? Okay, July 19th.
Okay, hey.
Sorry.
No. I'm just going to say real quick, if any spoilers come up, then that's, we are definitely going to talk about it. That's just how we roll. So get over it. Yeah. Tyrion dies, whatever. There you go.
No yep, more because I haven't seen anymore. So it's July 19 is the rumored pre-patch date. And so that means it'll be about 6 weeks out until August 30.
Okay.
And that's a really awesome chunk of time to get on your main and, you know, go into LFR or your normal raid groups and stuff and see if you actually still feel the same way about your main.
See, the problem is, and this is what I've always said, is that you don't know until you get to end game, until you start to gear up and you start to actually get a feel for some of the synergy of the talents and, you know, I mean, that's game life. You can't really do a lot about that. But
yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, if you're lucky enough and you get in the beta, then you can play around on there. For me, I really love the Resto Shaman artifact ability. It just looks cool. Like, I don't get how powerful it is. I'm raising water from the earth and it looks really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's very cool. So, yeah, look, in terms of what they're doing right, I mean, I think the artifacts are going to be really cool. And I know people are like, oh, everyone's going to have the same one. And yeah, okay, cool, that's fair enough. But you'll get over that really quickly once you start being able to personalize it yourself. So, I don't know. I think that the zone scaling is out of this world. That is the thing. Like, no, that's a lot. Everything is the best thing that I'm most looking forward to. The zone scaling is going to be awesome. If that works out right, that's going to be really cool. I like that. You've got here aesthetics. Oh, my God. The way that this world looks. I've, like, gone into I've completely forgotten. Azura, I think it is. Azuna. And is that where all the unicorns are in the fields?
Oh, no, that is that? That's the bottom left-hand zone?
I don't know.
Dude, yeah, anyway, they look so... Like, I was like, did I just see a unicorn running around?
But they're in these fields and there's these beautiful flowers and trees and stuff around. And I turned on my UI off and I just stood there for ages just looking at stuff going, oh, this is so pretty. it looks beautiful.
I know I said when Pandaria came out that it was like just such an amazing looking zone. But man, I had never seen anything like what we're... I don't know. It is just so good.
Yep, it is. It is. There's so much to look forward to in the beta. I know a lot of people will focus on, not great stuff that they're not looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of encourage people to, okay, yes, it's fine to be mindful that, yes, your class is going to change and it might not feel the same. And that does suck. And I do hope that people are able to find a way to make it work for them. But there is so much else in the game that I feel outweighs any kind of negative stuff. I'm bouncing up.
I agree with you. I think I've mentioned before, I have run through most, if not all of the artifact quest lines.
Yep.
And it makes me really reconsider, like, what do I want to play here? Cause some of them are so freaking cool. Like,
I hate melee classes because I'm just so bad at standing in. Okay, I can't DPS to save my life. Only because, like, as a healer, it doesn't matter where I stand. Like, I can have my back to the boss, but I can still heal everybody and save their lives, so that's okay. You can't have your back to the boss as a DPS. So I really suck as that. So I avoid playing melee classes in particular because I just completely lose my sense of direction. But seeing what warriors are getting in Legion and their class hall, and one of the artifact weapons has this secret thing with Valkyr coming out or something or other, I'm just I think I'm going to need a warrior because that is off the charts awesome. So I made one yesterday in preparation. So got her all dressed up, got a name chosen out and everything. There's so much to look forward to. And I guess that's the thing, is that if you're finding that you're not gelling with your new class, maybe there's a new one that you might fall in love with. It's really worth having a look on Wowhead to see what all of the different classes are getting.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a little bit about what I was going to bring up here in a minute. With pre-patch coming out, that's going to be a lot more of the time for people to maybe try and look and see what they're interested in, what they want to do, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the main reasons that I have an army of alts is when it comes time to for new expansions and stuff, I'm always mindful that mage thing will happen again where I didn't quite love it straight away. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll need something else. And so if I have a whole bunch of other max level toons, it's a lot easier to go, okay, cool, well, I'll just give Druid a go, or I'll just give Warlock a go. So Yeah. But I've put in here, because I think now and the pre-patch and you know, for always anyway, this is where my huge expansion of notes comes in, is, you know, tips for making WoW great again and things that you can do to help, hopefully, bring some of that love back into the game for you. If that's okay, if I can go through something.
I was just going to say, I know you have a lot more notes than we have covered here, so if you want to go into some... of what you have, that would be awesome.
Okay, so my number one tip is to remember why you fell in love with WoW in the first place. So I did a blog post just to kind of and tweeted it out and stuff, just to kind of get an idea of what made people fall in love with WoW, what made them come back to the game after the first day that they played it. So for me, it was the sound that plays when you finish a quest. It just fills me with satisfaction. And
that little, like drum thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it so much that it is the tone that my phone plays when I receive a text.
That is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Because it just fills me with so much happiness. So it makes me feel like, especially like I have days where, you know, everyone has really bad days at work and you feel like you've done everything wrong and you just feel miserable. I can log into the game, I can go do a daily and finish that daily and hand it in, and that little sound will play and that says to me, it's okay, Cinder, you're still awesome, you did a good job. It's
just, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, if I can quickly say some of the ones that people had sent through. My partner, his thing that he loves was the footprints in the snow in the dwarven starting area. And so when you're running around in the snow, your footprints get left behind. Your little pet's prints are in the snow behind you. That was the thing for him that he's like, yeah, that's really cool. I'm coming back to do that. Spanky Hunter has said, and a lot of people have said, that the number of people who play the game and having this opportunity to work with all of these other people to achieve this common goal. And he also really liked that your character progresses over time. So every time there's an expansion, you don't start from scratch again. You get to grow your existing character. Mominatrix said a similar thing as the community. Liz said hers was about her class and the fact that she could do whatever she wants in the game. It's not all about raids and dungeons. There's places to explore, professions to learn, pets and mounts, all sorts of things like that. And Spaz said same thing. It's just the game itself. There's so many places to go exploring. Navimi said variety that the game offered. She really loves the lore and the story, and so anything that she gets to do in the game that's about the story.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney Girl was saying that for her, finding the class that she loved, so she started playing a Shadow Priest and was kind of like, oh, this is okay. And then she found a mage and she was like, oh, my God, this is it. Everything just suddenly has fallen into place and it all works.
I remember she was asking for a bunch of tips about playing a priest and we're like, maybe try another class. And then, yeah. And then all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, this is so good. Daryl, like, what about you? Peanuts. Yeah.
Oh, what problem? Man, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Well, like, but like what she was saying, when you first started playing, what was the thing that was like...
Why did you come back?
Yeah, that made you hyped.
I don't know. It was just fun. Like, I was in the beta. Like, so that's where I got up to level 30 in the beta. And I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. It was a fun game. I came from another MMO.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came over to Warcraft and started playing that, I don't recall like what one thing just is like made me want to keep playing. It could have been just the entire game itself, because you know the world was just so amazing. You know, I remember traveling down to Crossroads and Wailing Caverns. That's the one in Barrens, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So like that instance there was amazing. Like it's a shadow of its former self now. Like it was such a long instance. I remember that. Like, it was a big deal to go in there. And you could go in there, I think it was level 20 even then. So, but, you know, I recall running down the road in Crossroads or the Barrens. And
telling Chuck Norris jokes?
No, this is way before that. it was just amazing. Just the whole world itself, I guess.
What about you, Rob?
Man. So,
putting people in the other spot.
No. I love it. The first few times that I played, actually, I was just in awe. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I had played other MMOs prior to this, and, you know, I was familiar with, like, how they worked and everything. But this was just, it was just different. I don't know. I don't want to say next level because that sounds cheesy, but this was like, you know, one of the ones I played was a Russian MMO where they charged you had to pay like actual money for food for your mount and stuff.
Oh.
You know, and it was like if you didn't feed your mount, then they just kind of reduced to walking speed. And it was like, and it's this whole weird thing. But, you know, coming into a game where it was like everything you wanted was just right here. You know, you just had to earn it and put in the time and do it. And the options felt almost limitless. You know, you could do any array of classes and specs and things. It was just like so big, so much. Like, it took me a long time to get my head around it. And when I did hit max level, I was still just like, in awe. I was like, I didn't even beat the game. I'm at the end and we're raiding and I am just looking around and there's just stuff that I don't even know about that I haven't even touched that I don't even know where to go. You know, I never even did, Eastern Kingdoms hardly when my first few times through. And I was like, there's a whole other continent over there. I don't know anything about that stuff. You know, it was just crazy. So
yeah,
it was just like huge. Everything about it was huge. And it was just very,
it's an
drawing
awesome
you back, yeah.
Yeah. A couple of my other things that make me love it, even still now, is the way that the sound of your mount steps changes depending on what texture, or like the ground that they're running on. So if it's like running on wooden bridges, it sounds different to the dirt paths and then different again to the cobblestones and stuff. I like the way, which I think is new in Warlords, the way that the grass parts when you walk through it. Mm-hmm. Like that to me, it's like that's just realistic. That's, you know, that's it. I like the sound that my healing rain spell does. So if you're like in a quiet space, you can actually hear the sound of the rain falling on people, which is nice. And the music, always the music. I've not really told anyone this because it sounds terrible. But my first experience with World of Warcraft was actually back when Wrath of the Lich King came out, and a friend of mine who is a composer came over and he's like, you've got to hear this music that I've just found. And he starts playing Wrath of the Lich King music. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is amazing. What is this from? And he's like, it's from that game World of Warcraft. I'm like, oh my god, that's so lame. It's like, what? Which I feel so bad about it now because I'm like, no, it is just, it's so awesome. It is, and the music every time. I know that a lot of the Legion music has come out in the last patch. And I'm not going anywhere near it because for me here, I want to hear it the first time in context of the zones, because I think that the combination of the music plus the zone really, like, I have memories of when in the Vale, when, you know, you go in there the first time and it's all beautiful and the music in there is just really sweeping and lovely and makes everything seem beautiful. And then Garrosh came in and trashed it. And we had that patch where the whole place just got destroyed and there's all the Shire all over the place. And I was flying around and all of a sudden the music started playing and it was a similar theme, but it was all depressing, obviously, because we destroyed it. And it was like, I started crying because it was just so overwhelming. I'm like, I feel so terrible. We've destroyed your beautiful home and this is just awful. It was just, the music is out of this world. It really is. So, yeah, they're the things I love. But the whole point of that is, like, I really encourage people, if you're feeling really, not bitter, but if you're not really enjoying it as much as you used to, just take a step back and try and remember what it was that you fell in love with in the first place and try and do that for a while. Because, like, for me, because it's, I mean, I quest all the time anyway because I keep leveling things because I'm silly like that. So I always get that quest completion sound. But, you know, if you like exploring, just go jump on a mount somewhere and fly around. I still find places I've never been to before. I've done Lore Master. I've explored the whole world, apparently. But I keep coming across these places that I hadn't seen before. I found the hatch from Lost in Sholazar Basin the other day.
I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
I had no
idea. You made a comment a while back, though. I think something that you had done was like, it was it like the field photographer thing or something that was just like, you kind of step back for a minute and you look and you're like, you know, if you're just blazing through these screenshots and just not really paying attention, then whatever. Yeah. But there's just so much more than you realize if you, especially I think most people, I could probably say that most people now probably have better computers than they did 10 years ago. And being able to look at a lot of this stuff now and see it and just be like, oh my gosh, this looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It, because I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I find that when I'm doing grindy type things in the game, like, you know, grinding out mobs for reputation and stuff, I have Netflix going on my computer. And so I'm not really paying too much attention to what I'm doing. I'm just, you know, watching Netflix and killing things. And so when I did field photographer, I decided, you know what? No Netflix, turn that computer off, put your headphones on, have the music playing, get on some mounts and fly around. No flight paths. You actually get off your butt and fly around and do this properly. And it was just out of this world. It was amazing. Music changing when you go into each zone and just seeing everything and really appreciating. And, like, the way the sky changes and stuff, like, just it's a nice way to kind of stop and smell the roses and remember, yeah, this game is huge. Mm-hmm. The world is huge and it's beautiful.
I remember going down to the Klaxi zone and and sitting there and looking at it and like the skybox in that zone is like, holy cow, that is like some crazy stuff, man. You just like stop and look up at the sky. Oh, Dreadways, that's what it was. You stop and look up at the sky and you're like, man, you get some motion sickness if you're not careful, but you're like, how in the world did this even like... Like, most people never even notice that. Just point your camera up for a minute and look, and it's just phenomenal. Like, all these, I don't know, I think we just get used to running around and going quickly, and you got the add-ons that'll turn in the quest for you real quick, and you don't see anything, you don't read anything, you don't care, it's just zoom, zoom, zoom. And I think, like, if we stop for a minute, just soak it in a little bit, like, you just really, really see, like, kind of, like you were saying, what made you fall in love with it in the first place.
So that's my biggest tip. There's a whole bunch of other ones. So next one being that there's a big community of players out there who also love the game as well. So get involved with them. And yes, it can be a bit hit and miss because sometimes some communities are not great. But, you know, there's blogs and podcasts and streams and websites and people out there who they love this game. I mean, it's the thing that I find kind of ironic about, you know, some people on YouTube and stuff who are talking about Legion and then not talking about it positively. I just find myself going, but there's something about this game that you do love because you keep going back in there and you keep trying out these things. There's a love there somewhere. So, you know, there's a lot of positivity to be found out there. There's, you know, there's some negativity now, but I promise you when Legion comes out, everyone's going to be losing their bananas. It's going to be awesome. The other one, and I did have a note because you guys say this a lot, but with the podcasts, sharing what you've done in the week on the podcast, even though it's the worst podcasting question in history. But it can actually be a really great source of inspiration because if you're sitting there going, I've got nothing to do, and you listen to this podcast and this person goes, oh, well, I went and did field photographer achievement and I did this and this and this, or somebody else goes, well, I went off and I leveled in this particular zone and I found these things, that can sometimes inspire people to go, you know what, maybe I'll go try that for a little while, or, you know, you make playing a Death Knight sound really fun, so I'm going to have a go at that. So, you know, it can be, I mean, yes, it is the worst question, but it can also be
it's funny. It's you know, it started off as a bit of a joke between us and some buddies and just kind of
it's hilarious,
kept going from there. But it's a terrible segment, and but yeah, there's tons of value in it because, like, what's the point of what we're doing to talk about what we like? Yeah. And if you were like, man, I went and farmed for Ashes of Alar and I finally got it, and it felt so good after X amount of years to finally get this thing, you know?
Yeah. It's really, I like it. one other thing, it's okay to stop playing for a while. So you need to remember that it's a game and games are supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you're playing the game out of obligation and not for fun, then, and you can't find that thing that you do love, it's okay to stop and take a step back for a while because you're supposed to be having a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, I really hate the thought of people logging in feeling like, because they feel like they have to. I'm like, well, this is your free time, man. You know, you spend all day at work, probably being miserable because not many people love their jobs. So, you know, you've had a miserable day at work and you come home and this is supposed to be your relaxing time. It's the time where you get to do the things that you love, but you're going into doing this thing that doesn't make you happy. Why are you making yourself miserable? It's okay to want to stop for a little while. And I think people kind of forget that. They feel like they have to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hand in hand. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to say, like, I used to take every summer off. It's just I'd rather be outside during the summer because we have such a short summer here.
Yeah, you have a really small window where you're not snow. So,
you know, up until we started the podcast, I would take every summer off. It's just that I didn't plan to do it, and I still kept my sub going. It's just I never felt the urge to log in and play. Like, it's – you know, I'd be outside and enjoying the weather, you know, beautiful day. I'd be outside till, you know, it's still light outside right now. It's 10:30 and it's still light out a bit. So it's just kind of ridiculous that way. And even still, like I haven't logged in a week and a half now because I like even last night was our normal raid night, but I'm done with Hellfire. I think like it's just, I don't know if I want to go back because we were doing alt runs there for a while and I was still bringing, oh, that was close. I was still bringing my main co-main alt for these alt runs.
Almost.
That was close. That was really close.
Everybody knows at this point.
But you know, I still enjoyed that, but it's like, you know, I've had almost enough. So we canceled raid officially this week because we had some people who had to get up early the next day and a couple other people were gone. You know, so we canceled it officially, and I didn't even end up logging in, but I was really tired last night anyway. But I don't know. I'm sure I'll log in when we're done here. I'm sure I'll log in and do my garrison missions. But, you know, it's been a week and a half, so now my shipyards, I'm going to have to do the whatever they are. What do they call those ones? The
garrisons, your shipyards, your
no,
mining.
The shipyard missions where you have to clear them first to do the other ones.
Oh, the bonus objectives.
Oh, the blockades and all that.
Blockades. Yeah. So now it's like every time I log in, I swear I have to do blockades again. It's like, man, this is ridiculous. So.
Yeah, I don't mean, but it's okay if you don't log in. Like, it's totally okay. And I mean, hand in hand with that is, it's okay if you don't want to do a particular thing in the game. So if you don't want to grind Valor, don't. Like, a lot of people kind of feel like that if something exists
in
the game, there's an obligation.
Oh, man, I haven't done any Valor in forever. Man, and I used to be like, if I don't Valor cap, then the gods will be mad.
I'll be honest. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've got the heroic staff of Archimonde. I have the regular one I'm still using because I've upgraded it. But, like, 3 weeks ago, I got one with a socket. But I'm not using it yet because I haven't farmed the Valor yet to upgrade it. So it's like, it's just sitting in my bag. So.
Yep. The guild that I was in for normal and heroic Hellfire, we stopped because most people decided we don't want to do mythics. And it was a really rough decision for me having to go, you know what, I need to find a team who does want to do this. So I had like a 4-month break between when we stopped raiding and then when I came back in again and I jumped straight into mythics. And because it was at a higher level of play, there is an expectation that you do upgrade your gear. Mm-hmm. And I had a really rough time at the start of that, having to learn all of the fights, having to grind out Valor. I was time poor at the time as well, so it made it really tricky. And I got to the point where I was getting really cranky, and I'm like, no, just stop. If you don't want to do your Valor stuff, find a happy medium, upgrade halfway or something. Just, you know, work your way towards it. And I got there in the end anyway. Like, I'm full mythic gear, full capped out upgrades, 2 out of 2 on all of them. So I'm like, I'm kind of done now, and there's no more obligation to do it anymore. But I do have that same thing where I'm like, there are a couple of pieces that I could get that are better than what I've got. And I'm kind of like, but do I really want to get them? Because if I get them, I'll feel like I need to upgrade them with the power.
Look, this says a lot because I'm super OCD about stuff, but I have not even finished upgrading my ring from Archimonde kills or buying the piece with Valor. I'm like two two more upgrades away. Like, yep. And I just don't.
I'm one off.
I just don't care. Like, I just don't. I don't have it in me to keep doing that or to care or to do it anymore. And that's pretty huge because that's like. That's not me at all. Normally, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta do the thing and I have to get it because it's staring at me and it's there and I need it. And like,
it's okay to be selfish about the game because it's your game that you're playing. It's your character, and there's certain obligations when you join particular raid teams, and you need to go into that going okay, because that's what I did. I'm like, I'm going into this, and like, I may not enjoy doing Valor. But I do enjoy raiding at this particular level. And so in order for me to do that, I do need to get the Valor. So that was the deal that I made with myself. It's like, okay, if you want to do this thing, you're going to have to do some other stuff that you don't necessarily like as much for a little while, but it'll eventually be over and you'll get to be, I mean, it was only tricky also because I'd stopped for 4 months. If I had have kept raiding throughout that time, I wouldn't have had any problems. I would have been able to cap it all up. So, it's okay to stop. And just do what you want. The next one is a little sorry, you go ahead.
No, I was gonna say that's good because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, good. And that's what
Hearthstone and Heroes and Overwatch and Alts, and that's what everything's for. If you're not having fun, then why are you doing it?
The next one's a little bit harsh, and I say this with all the love in the world to everybody. But my next piece of advice is to check your attitude at the door, and lose the sense of entitlement. Because one of the things that I'm really frustrated at hearing is, this particular mount is really hard to get because it takes this amount of work. And it's like, guess what? This is a game. It's not a shop. Mm-hmm. If you want immediate satisfaction to get a thing that you like, go to the shops because that's what that process is for. This game is designed to have bits that, yes, they're easier to get, and there's some things that are harder to get. And as somebody who really enjoys working their bottom off for even years at a time doing what a long, strange trip it's been, you know, it's so satisfying getting it in the end. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to recognize, and you kind of, like, for me, there's so many PvP mounts coming out in Legion that I'm like, oh my god, I want all of those things. And then I see it's PvP and go, okay, well, I'm never going to get that. This sucks. And then I'm like, yeah, it does. But at the same time, those people work their bums off doing PvP to get those, and they deserve them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, I know it sounds harsh, and a lot of people don't agree because they're like, yeah, but if I've been playing for a really long time and I've been, you know, grinding for Invincible for however many years, there should be a point where I just get it, which I don't necessarily agree with. But for me, it's like just – stop feeling like everything is owed to you and recognize that sometimes some things in the game take a little bit of work to get them. And if you work towards it and you do get it, I promise you there will be a beautiful sense of satisfaction that you've done a really great job and you've worked really hard. I don't know. That's just me.
you hit the nail on the head. I absolutely love the fact that there are mounts and things and items and stuff in this game that take you years to get, and there's no way around it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, sometimes you'll need to do something that you don't want to do for the reward, and you need to take a step back and go, okay, is this reward actually going to be worth it for me in the end? Do I like this mount enough, or do I like this piece of gear enough to do the thing that I might not want to do? For potentially a long period of time. I'm genuinely considering doing PvP in Legion because those mounts, for me, they're worth it. Some of them are just so cool. They look amazing. So, you know, it's... and the last thing that I had in this bit was just to remember that Blizzard are not sitting at their desks trying to figure out ways to make your life more difficult. They're really not.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Generally, they're here to make a game that you know they want people to have fun. Because if people are having fun, they stick around. So
you did you did the Molten Core thing, right?
Yeah, I did. I did it twice.
All right. Well,
I did because I wanted the helm. I wanted the helm because that was something that I'd been farming for a really long time was a fire crown, and I had never got one. And then that was just the reward that you got from finishing it. And I'm like, right, I don't care how long this takes, I am doing it. And so I got my fiery crown, and that was lovely. And then I'm like, I really want that pet. but this is really awful to go through. I'm like, yeah, but I really want that pet. I'm like, okay, I'll let you do it one more time and see how you go. And I was so lucky I actually got the pet. So I didn't have to do it again, because I think I probably would have tried yet again after that, because I really liked that pet. I'm a bit of a, like I said, I'm a sadist.
That's totally fine. I respect that.
But they were just all, for me, they're just the tips for helping you try and find that spark again. Like, remembering what it is that you love in the game, doing what you actually love in the game without feeling like you have to do it. Remembering that sometimes things take a bit of work. It's okay to stop playing if you want to. Try something new. That's always a really big one. If you never PvP'd before, give it a go. You might find out that you're actually an evil bitch, because I am. I find when I do it, because I don't PvP, but when I had to do it for the legendaries and I'd kill somebody, oh my God, the insane laughter. Like, my partner was terrified. He's like, I'm genuinely afraid of you right now.
That's
this
awesome.
This is evil.
That's amazing.
Sweet.
It's awesome. So, yeah. And then the last bit that I just wanted to talk about was how to keep WoW being great. And this is a group effort. So all the other stuff is really just on you and how you want to find your own love for it again. This stuff is just how to keep it being great with everybody. So the first one is to remember that this is an MMO, and one of those M's means multiplayer. So there are other people playing this game with you. It's up to you whether or not you want to engage with them, but at a very bare minimum, just be respectful. You know, if people are asking a question, you can help them if you want, or you can choose not to. The thing not to do is to say, you're a noob, you're an idiot, go somewhere else, ask someone who cares. Like, don't do that bit. Do the nice bit. Just be respectful of the other people that are in the game with you. If you're in a position to do so, help other people out. That can be as easy as helping somebody by answering their question in trade chat, or you can go all out and be part of the Warcraft Welcome Wagon that you guys were talking about the other week, mm-hmm. which is so cool. And I found a thread on the forums about being an in-game mentor, and you can like put in your battle tag and stuff, and so new players can come along and look for you, and you can then go along and help them through the beginning stages of their leveling process or whatever you want to do. Like, you can just be there as somebody people message and say, hey, I've got a question about the game, can you help me out? So feel free to do stuff like that. I found a really great tweet from somebody, Reese Forrest, I think is how you say his name, and he had a picture of a little piece of paper he got handed when he went and saw the Warcraft movie, and it just says, playing WoW or looking to do so, join our Facebook group. I'm like, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've seen on Reddit a few times, there was actually this story earlier where somebody was like, as I went and saw the Warcraft movie, and as I was leaving, they gave me this coupon, I didn't know what it was, and now I've got this, they've got the game for free and like 30 days of game time, and he's like, mm-hmm. I'm super interested in this, this looks awesome, what do I do?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, like, you know, and like you were mentioning when we had Gloria on, it was like, there's going to be a lot of people in there that do not have 11 years of history and experience, and they just went and saw this cool movie and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think all of us as people who have been around for a little while now, we kind of have this obligation at the moment to, well, we don't have to, but I feel an obligation to try and help where we can, because the game is way better when there's lots of people in it. So if we can try and keep them in, that'd be great. You know, more people to play with, more people to do stuff with, you know, it's, let's find ways of keeping people in. So if you can, like I said, sometimes the easiest thing that you can do is answer someone's question in trade chat. Cause there's been so many times where someone's asked something and, there's not been a response in chat, and I've known the answer and I've whispered them. I'm like, oh, hey, did anybody get back to you? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, well, this is the answer. This is what you need to do. And they're just incredibly grateful. All that, you know, that can make someone's day. So just, you know, try and make someone's day and answer their questions for them.
I know. I always, I don't know. I don't want to say cynical. I'm kind of a smart ass kind of person though. And, and I will help people out when they need it. Like I've definitely like randomly given people golden bags and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I was trying to get a ride somewhere the other day, and man, people were just like so nasty, and I was like, hey, is there any way, you know, it was in Pandaria, and I was like, is there any way I can get a ride down to Half Hill? And it was like, pretty, I don't even know, I don't even want to get into the responses, but I was just like, wow, really, man?
Yeah.
It's a good thing I know better, because all you stupid buttholes can, you know, go eat a sandwich, I don't even care.
Yeah, look, I kind of feel like seeing behavior like that, it kind of needs to be called out as well. Like, it doesn't have to be mean or anything, but it can just be a response of, you know, that's really not necessary. Or something like that, that just kind of lets other people who, because there's so many lurkers who would be seeing that. And if all they're seeing is this really snarky responses that are really jerkish, and then they're not seeing anybody else kind of stand up and say, hey, that's actually not okay here. They're probably going to think this is just what the game's like. Everybody is just a jerk. So I kind of feel like sometimes it's worth just saying, yeah, you don't need to be rude. It's not, you could have just said, no, I can't help you. So for keeping it great, look, it's okay if you don't like something in the game. You don't have to love everything. I feel like we are so fortunate that we all play and love this game that's made by a company who actually values what people have to say, and they actively encourage people to get in contact with them to say when they do or don't like something. So I feel like when you do find something that you're not a fan of, something's not working properly or whatever, reach out on the forums or the devs on Twitter or through the report bugs and all of that stuff to let the devs know that, you know, you're not necessarily a fan of this. The only disclaimer is be polite. Devs are human beings. There is a human being on the other side of that computer. And, you know, you can just say, look, I'm really not a fan of this particular talent. I don't feel as strong as I used to with it. I find it difficult to put it into my rotation, all of this stuff. That's really meaningful feedback. If you message them and say, you guys are effing idiots and blah, 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 you suck, you need to go die in a fire, what can they do with that feedback? Like, all that's going to do is just make them feel rubbish.
No one's taking you seriously from the get-go if that's how you're going to be. So
that's exactly it. That's it. So I really encourage people to engage with the devs, give the feedback, and let them know, look, I'm not a big fan of this, and here's how I think it could be better, or, you know, I'm not a fan and here's why. But just remember that they're people too. And these guys, you know, you can see it all the time in the way that they tweet on their own accounts and things like that. They put their heart and soul into this game. They, you know, work their little bottoms off. So, you know, be respectful of that. And if you like something, also tell them that. Because I'm sure 90% of the feedback they get is, this is rubbish, I don't like this, I'm not a fan of this, blah, blah, blah. And only 10% will be, this is really cool. So I really encourage, if you find something that you like in the game, even if it's completely random, just send them a message and say, hey, guys, I saw this thing. That is so cool. And, you know, I mean, they might not do anything with it, but someone will read it. Someone will read it and go, great, I made that person happy. That makes me happy. You know, just share the love.
There needs to be more of that. There's a lot of the, you know, the Warcraft positivity and that kind of thing going around, but I really think that taking that extra 2 seconds to go, man, I saw this feature and it was super awesome. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Thank you for that. Or, hey, I tried this one out and it didn't quite work for me. Do you have different plans for it? Or, you know, like,
yeah.
And there's ways to engage with the developers in the official accounts and all that without being entitled and just being a dork about it.
I'm a giant dork about things. I'm like, obviously, I mean, like, I'm hyperactive about this stuff, but it's just because I really, really love this game so much. And for me, it's, I'm not a big fan of people. I have anxiety problems. I have all manner of things where I just don't like walking out my front door. And so this is a really nice way to talk to people without having to talk to people. But I want this to, you know, it's a nice place to be. It's an amazing game. There is an entire universe in there and so much to explore and so much of it to love. You know, don't get so bogged down in what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what you do like and how we can make that better and share that with everybody else. And look, I know it's all fluffy and lame, but that's just how I am. I'm completely lame and I'm a complete nerd girl about it, but I love it. And I just want everybody else to love it as well. I want everyone to have a good time.
It's great. I think it's awesome.
Yep, good stuff.
Did we? How many of the 10 pages did we get through?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah, because I put everybody's blog comments in there in full, but I wasn't going to read them all out because some of them are quite long. So.
Yeah. Well, man, Daryl, did you have any other points?
I don't think so. Is there any last thing you want to say, Cinder, before we start wrapping up here?
No, I just want people to be happy and to I think the most important thing for people to get out of this is if you are feeling like you're in a bit of a rut, you feel like that you don't enjoy the game, is to do that thing where you take a step back and remember why you fell in love with the game in the first place, why you came back after that first day, and why you keep coming back. And for some people, look, I'm not going to lie. For some people, they're going to go, I don't know what that is anymore. Maybe I don't love this anymore. And that's okay too. It's okay to break up. It really is. But if you're going to stay, find what you love and share what you love with other people as well. And just have a good time because it's a game. Have fun.
Yes, 100% that. Mm. That full on. If your main is a warlock, just say your main is a warlock.
Admit to nothing.
And do give Resto Shaman another go in Legion, I reckon.
Yeah,
it's lovely. Will. It's really lovely.
All right, then. Send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. And you can see those future topics on our Discord server, which you can find the link at thetrainingdummies.com. I just want to throw this in here, that we recently applied to become a Discord partner, but were turned down because not enough people are on our Training Dummies Discord server. So,
get in there, guys.
Exactly. You can find a link to that at thetrainingdummies.com.
We don't have enough. We want more.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Oh, yeah, I changed the button for that because that other one never worked. Okay, let's try this again.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you got for shout-outs this evening?
Definitely Cinder for coming on.
Aw, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's been our pleasure. Super cool to have you on. Super fun chat, because I know that this is kind of, I guess, the heart of the show a little bit, you know, about what we, you know, kind of why we started doing this. Is we just really enjoy the game and the community and you know, a lot of the surrounding it. So definitely to the guild and raid team and all those guys, to Jab and Justin and everybody who's been finding other stuff to do in and outside of, you know, taking a little bit of time off of raiding. Some people I think are getting tired and, you know, we're hitting that end of the X-Pack kind of thing here. So everybody on the team and everybody in the Twitter community, just wanted to say thank you because we're still here doing this 4 years later.
No.
Daryl, what about you?
Definitely shout out to our guild and raid team. Even though we did not raid this weekend, I really wanted to log in last night and even, you know, just play Heroes or Overwatch with you guys, but I couldn't keep my eyes open past 10 o'clock. I tried. I just couldn't do it. But I'll definitely be there next week because you guys all make the game. That's why I keep logging in, is because of the group of people that I play with right there. And as well, Cinder, I want to thank you for coming on and for going your Sunday afternoon nap to talk with us. I really appreciate that. So thank you.
Anytime.
Do you have any shout outs for us?
I do. I have to give a shout out to my partner, Thor, for letting me kick him out of our study so that I could record with you guys today.
Awesome.
And every Tuesday when I do my podcast, he's out of here. Poor fella. So thank you to Thor. Thank you to you guys so much for having me, because I've been a huge fan of you guys for the longest time and I've been geeking out in preparation for this. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be on the Training Dummy. This is so cool. So thank you so much for having me. I wanted to thank everybody who replied to my blog post about what made them fall in love with WoW. So that was Thor, Spanky Hunter, Mominatrix, Sparoth, Spazwesson, Davini, and Disney Girl. And a shout out to my shiny new guild, Ominous, for being the most inappropriately hilarious people that I've ever come across. Thank you for being awesome. So, yeah.
Right on. Well, before we wrap up this episode, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this or anything else? Or I know your podcasts have mentioned it, so where can we find those as well?
Yeah, so on Twitter, I'm at cinder_tweets, and I have a blog, which is cindersays.net, and the two podcasts I have are called Battle Tagged and Reigns of Azeroth, and the Twitter accounts are those names. So Battle Tagged is just a general chit-chat, having a bit of a laugh with some ex-guildies, which is a lot of fun, and Reigns of Azeroth, we're going through helping people get all of their mounts. So if you're into mount collecting and not too sure where to start, have a listen. We're almost done. We've almost got through them all.
Nice.
But yeah, that's where I am.
Well, I believe that is it for episode 131 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time,
it's advice you can trust from people you shouldn't.